This is Leslie Von Holten of Chase County, Kansas, with another HP PR Radio Readers Book Bite. Well, of course, the joy of reading is found in books that transcend your expectations, that open your world or captivate you with a good story or whatever. But every once in a while, I come across a book that I so actively hate. And instead of tossing it aside because life is short, I choose instead to let myself embrace it. I yell at it like a madwoman, like the way my father yells at the evening news, and I pace the house reading excerpts I find particularly awful. I drop the title in conversation, The Snark Thick. It is so much fun. Listeners, this book for me was Homo Deus. It's pretentious and all that, but I have good, smart friends who loved it and brought it up a lot, and it's pretty critically acclaimed, and he seems like a sincere scholar, and so sure, I thought, let's give it a try. The book is about the supposed end of humanism. In the very near future, you see, we people are going to let computers do most things for us. Choose our mates, navigate our cities, drive our cars, etc., etc. What will we believe when everything is distilled through an efficient algorithm? Sure, I have anxiety about the way the world is changing, and I am disheartened when I see young children transfixed by iPads at the grocery store. But when it comes to recruiting panicked disciples to grind their teeth about the dark and unknown future, don't waste your efforts on me. I have been to this rodeo. First, it was the end times. I was raised in a Pentecostal home with loving parents who believed that the second coming could happen at any moment. And that young little tomboy me, should my heart be shadowed by the slightest of sins, could be left parentless in an apocalyptic wasteland that would eventually lead to an eternity roiling in hellfire. So throughout my childhood, young tomboy me would be gripped with terror if I couldn't find my mother at the store. Not for fear of the strangers around me, but because I knew that she had ascended in the rapture and I was truly, thoroughly, completely alone. But really, she had just moved over to the cereal aisle when I wasn't looking. After that was the Cold War and the constant fear and anxiety of the Soviet Union raining bombs upon us should a diplomat say the wrong thing at some sort of summit. Today it's climate change, and yes, this one does give me true guilt and true anxiety. However, despite the anxieties that drive Homo Deus, I do see much hope. People are not robots. Today, despite the world of deep fakes, we are visiting national parks and are enjoying activities like the nature cure and forest bathing like never before, after having learned about these things through social media. Old-fashioned letter-writing clubs are sprouting across the country. People have pen pals again. There is a resurgence in Sunday dinner with family and friends. And many, many young people are closing their accounts and returning to true face-to-face, you know, humanist friendships. Is the world changing? Yes, of course. Is it scary? Yeah, it kind of is. Will it be okay? You know, I don't know, but probably, hopefully, let's try.